From IPM News, I'm Kimberly Schofield. This is Morning Edition. Good morning. Today is Friday, February 28th at 8:55. We have Danny Poff on the line to talk about the opening market. Good morning, Danny.
Hey, good morning, Kimberly. Thank you for having me on this last day of February. We have corn on the March contract down 2.5 cents at 462.25. And soybeans on the March contract up 2.75 at 1025.5. March wheat up 5.75 at 552.5. Most of these positions are rolled out though now, and the bids will be versed in May upcoming here. So mixed trade here again on this final day of February. We're looking to stabilize these markets. We've had this corn market really slide the last six sessions really. So looking for at least a positive close here to close out the week. Looking at outside markets, equities, the Dow Jones, last check up 120 points at 43,360. April WTI oil down 82 cents at 69.53. Looking to close out at more of a positive note here. This market's really on edge with a lot of tariff talk. Reportedly, the Trump administration was going to delay some of these North American tariffs until an April 1st study was released, but he keeps everyone guessing, and now he says nope, it's gonna be March 4th, and he's putting an additional 10% tariff on Chinese goods as well. These other countries, Canada has appointed a drug cartel, a fentanyl czar, so to speak, and Mexico's extradited a drug cartel leader to the U.S. So they're trying to appease the Trump administration here with drug trafficking into the U.S. But we'll see a lot of positioning here. So it's a fluid moment, and the futures market is trying to, you know, predict the future here, and it's just really cloudy and uncertain as far as free trade goes. That's for sure. Updated drought map indicates 56% of the U.S. corn area is affected by drought. To a degree, it could be good for planting progress here in spring, but we will need to fix some of the subsoil moisture that's gotten really dry. Illinois and Indiana have, in particular, crept into that drought map here recently. Almost all of Iowa, Minnesota, Nebraska, and South Dakota are completely in the drought map to some degree. So we'll have to keep an eye on that moving forward. Our Ag Outlook Forum here recently indicated corn acres will be at 94 million acres of corn and 84 million acres of beans. Corn is much tighter, so the market needs more corn acres, that's for sure, but it's kind of that boomerang effect where, well, we need corn, big time, on a big picture basis, but we've got a lot of new crush plants in certain areas of the world that they need beans in those areas. So it's almost like it can overcorrect at times here. So those bean acres are really light. So we'll see what that means here moving forward. Funds have reduced their bullish positions this last couple weeks significantly in corn and beans. Really, since early February, corn, the speculator crowd has sold roughly 100,000 contracts from that bullish bet long position. And that same time frame, they've sold 85,000 contracts of beans. So if you wonder why we've had such a sell-off here in this corn market, look no further. When they're hitting the sell button that aggressively, you just can't help but have lower trade. They're estimated to be long 285,000 contracts of corn now, long about 15,000 contracts of soybeans, and short Chicago SRW wheat, about 66,000 contracts there. We'll get updated CFTC data out later this afternoon with their official positions as of Tuesday. Reminder, your ARC PLC election is due at the local FSA office by April 15th. That was extended 1 month this year. So you have to analyze that and see what's best for you with your trusted advisor. And I know those FSA offices want to get those decisions made as soon as they can, but we got till April 15th, technically speaking. So moving forward, we're looking for trade stabilization here today, as I mentioned in the beginning of the call. And hopefully we have more good weather and spring will be here soon. Thanks, Kimberly.
Thanks so much, Danny. Have a wonderful rest of your day. Let's take a listen to your forecast from meteorologist Andrew Pritchard.